There's plenty of things to talk about. So sit down at Corster's Lounge. From far and near, won't you come and hear a sweet, melodious call? Let us all unite in one accord. We're family after all. So let's settle down and listen to the sounds of the singers in Corster's Lounge. There's plenty of things to talk about. So sit down at the lounge.
Hello again, YouTube audience, and welcome to the Corster's Lounge. My name is Matthew Caldwell. I'm so thankful that you have decided to spend a little time with us here in the Corster's Lounge. Thank you all so much for being part of the journey thus far. Continue to like, share, and subscribe the channel. Share the good news, the glad tidings of joy. Today, we have two brothers who have come into the Corster's Lounge. They've already brought some great energy with them. We have Brother Ted and Brother Tim Hall, hailing from Hartford, Connecticut. And we're just going to spend a little time with them here today in the Corster's Lounge. To start, and we can either one of you can answer this question. Yeah. You can both kind of collaborate. But that song, A Good Name Is Rather to Be Chosen. First, tell us, who is the composer of that song and how is that person related to you?
The composer of that song is our mother, St. Maggie Lean B. Hall. She composed that song in Belva, Virginia. And she had Lillian Keeling, Tabitha Skinner, Henrietta Garris, Martha Fears, and Beckley Douglas. She taught the song to them. And when she sang the song, Rabbi H.Z. asked her why she wasn't in the choir. She told him she didn't have a crown. So he said, Maggie, you get in that choir and you'll have a crown next Sabbath. Next Sabbath, he had him make her a crown, and she had her crown.
Wow. So roughly, how old was she around this time? Roughly.
Early 20s?
About 25.
Yeah, but in her 20s.
Okay.
Early 20s, yeah.
Gotcha. So she at this point, she was not in the choir. What side of the choir did she sing?
Soprano.
What voice did she sing? She sang soprano?
But she wouldn't get in the choir because she didn't have a crown. That's the only reason why she didn't sing. But he made her get in the choir.
She was a choir member when she was living in Elizabeth City under Bishop Frank Smith. She was a choir member.
She was head soprano.
Yeah, she was head soprano in Elizabeth City. But when she moved to Belleville, Virginia, and married my father, and when she started having children, she wasn't in the choir.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And just for the sake of the record, tell us who your father was as well.
Elder John R. Hall.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, how did it you know work out that you all ended up in Hartford?
Well, my father was Rabbi H.Z.'s chauffeur, and he traveled a lot, helping, soliciting daughter like Sister Elder Denzi. Mm-hmm. And my mom just got tired of being involved by herself, so she wanted to move, you know, where my father was. Mm-hmm. So we moved to Hartford.
Mm. And plus, he also brought Rabbi H.Z.'s children up here to Hartford.
Yeah, he did.
And they lived in Hartford, on Pliny Street with St. Christine Saunders and them.
Yes, sir.
And because his children, Sarah, Jenny, and David, were all here in Hartford, and Rabbi H.Z. always had him to take them backwards and forth from Hartford to Belleville. And since they were up here in Hartford and my mother came to Hartford, then they wanted to stay here in Hartford.
Wow. Wow. So I guess you said his children, you said Jenny, so that would end up being late St. Jenny Simeon.
Yes.
David, Elder Charles David Plummer.
Yes.
Grand Bandmaster.
Sarah Brent.
And St. Sarah Plummer Brent. So just
there
with
was
those.
Also, there was also Elder what's with his brother's name? Henry?
Yeah.
Oh, Henry Plummer's daughter, Rachel, was up here too, going to school with Sarah and Jenny.
Wow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. See, that's history that we need to know, especially with, you know, folks in my age range. We may not have known that. So, what can you tell me just about the Hartford Tabernacle, the Hartford Choir, you know, of your youth or growing up, or how old were you all born in Hartford? I guess that would be my first question.
No, we were born in Belleville.
Okay, born
in Belleville, number two farm.
Number two farm. I know it well. I know it well. Know it well. So how old were you all when you all moved up to Hartford?
Adolescents.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And what do you recall about the Hartford Tabernacle, the Hartford Choir of your youth, kind of as you all were growing up?
They had an awesome choir when we came here. Because all the Randolphs was here. Sarah, Dave, and Jenny. Rachel was here. The Randolphs were good singers. They were good singers. Who else was here then?
The Thomases, Becky.
Yeah, Becky Thomas, Hannah Thomas, Cy Thomas. They were here.
Okay.
Joe Barnes was here.
Yeah.
Can you think of anybody else?
No, basically that's it.
That was, but they were all seasoned singers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And how did you all eventually get into the choir? You know, do you remember who put you in the choir or what training you all had to kind of undergo to get into the choir?
Well, Ella Skeeter put me in the choir. He made me a shepherd.
Okay.
I didn't ask for it, but he made me a shepherd.
So Elder Skeeter, was he the pastor of Hartford at the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then David was a cantor. And when he graduated from high school, they told me I was a cantor. I didn't ask for that either.
So when you say David who?
David Plummer.
Was the chorister of Hartford?
Yes.
Don't tell them.
See, man, they don't tell us this stuff. This is all right. Come on now. Yes, sir. So after David, or the plumber, left, you became the chorister for Hartford.
Yes.
Wowee.
Not by my choice.
It's all right. Wowee. Lord have mercy. So roughly what year was that? So and actually that leads me to my staple question that I ask all choristers that come into the Choristers Lounge. When, where, and by whom were you appointed a chorister?
El Skeeter, right? El Skeeter, and it was in 1952. That's when David graduated from high school.
Lord have in Hartford.
Yes.
My Lord. And Brother Tim, same question for you. When, where, and by whom were you appointed a chorister?
Well, I was made shepherd first.
Okay.
Then I was made superintendent of the choir.
Mm-hmm.
And I became being superintendent, I did a lot of coursing to being superintendent.
Sure.
And because it was only me and Ted at that particular time. Mm-hmm. St. Gloria hadn't become a chorister yet. So okay. It was just the two of us, and he was the chorister, I was the superintendent.
And chorister.
But I wasn't really made a chorister until about 1980, okay. Something like that.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Who did that? Watson, wasn't
it? Yeah, Al Watson made me a chorister. He officially gave me the rosette.
Gotcha. Elder Charles Watson.
Yeah, yes, but sir. I did a lot of coursing. Underwear by Ease.
Okay.
A lot of coursing under him.
Sure. Absolutely. absolutely. So, and you know, just for those of us that are, you know, the young people, that's not unusual. You know, a lot of superintendents do assist, of course. And of course, you know, according to, you know, the bylaws of the choir and everything like that, in the absence of, you know, a chorister, a superintendent does assume a lot of the administrative responsibility. And sometimes that does include directing the choir. So that makes a lot of sense. So who were some of the other singers or choir directors that left an influence, had an impact on you all?
Well, with me, I can say that I saw Wilson Garris, Preston Jackson, Jasper Elam, and Judah.
Mm-hmm. Elder Judah Plummer.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. And any in that northeastern part of the country, like when you got to Hartford, any folks that sit out to you? Singers or choristers?
We used to have St. Martha Cherry and Zeph and James mm-hmm. Roberts. They used to come to Hartford a lot.
Yes. Yes. I believe Brother Zeph, but for the young people out there, Brother Zeph is Brother Clinton Zephaniah McDonald, who was the district chorister of what used to be called the New England District. St. Martha Cherry from Brooklyn, New York, was the assistant district chorister. She had both New England and the old Metropolitan District. And then Brother James Roberts had the Metropolitan District as the district chorister.
Luke Fierce came to Hartford sometime.
Brother Luke Fierce. He was out of, we've heard that name before. He was out of Providence.
Providence.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. He was the district chorister before Brother Zeph and St. Martha. Okay. Yes, indeed. Any others? Any other singers that kind of come to mind during your journey? And one in particular that I whose name I'm going to bring up, talk to me a little bit about St. Dorothy Wagner. Who was St. Dorothy Wagner to you all, and what impact did she have on your musical journey?
Well, she was our aunt,
our mother's sister,
and head soprano in Belleville for 44 years.
Yes, sir.
And because of her, I was able to learn songs from the beginning to end. I knew parts of songs, but a lot of them I didn't know from the beginning to end. And she would come home during the Passover, take off her uniform, eat, and she'd tell me to get my tape. And she record. I got a lot of tapes, but I don't have a tape recorder to play them now.
Yes, sir.
But I have a lot of tapes that she recorded for me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, do you know of anything relative to her composing any songs? And I've never heard, but do you know if she ever composed any songs?
No.
Okay.
No, she never composed.
She was just a choice singer.
Absolutely.
She sang in the chorus when St. B was living.
Mm-hmm.
She sang high alto in the chorus then, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I actually have one of those recordings, Brother Ted, of I think you all are singing I Want to Be in That Number that I, John, saw. And I could hear St. Dorothy, and I can hear you in the background kind of doing a couple of the bass parts. I'm gonna send that to you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But that's actually helped me in my, you know, personal growth and just learning some of these some of these classic hymns within the congregation. And just personally, just a little something about me. When I was younger, and I mean, I'm 37, and we'll talk about ages here in a moment. I'm 37. when I was younger, I used to think that Saint Dorothy Wagner was the most beautiful woman in the Church of God and Saints of Christ. Just the way she carried herself, the way she was in her uniform, just beautiful.
Well, Rabbi H.G. called her up on the pulpit several times to show people how neat she was in her uniform.
Absolutely. Really. Absolutely. I can attest it. Like, even as a young, you know, adolescent, I was like, there's just something about that lady sitting in that first soprano seat that was just captivating. Absolutely, absolutely captivating. So are there any other, you know, stories, any other thoughts that kind of come to mind as you, you know, kind of go through some things I may not have asked, or actually, let me ask you this question. How have you seen the choir changed, evolving, you know, over the time that you all have been choristers, singers, just part of the choir? What have you seen?
You take that one.
Oh, wow. Well, this we have good singers still, like we did back in the olden days.
Yes, sir.
But I don't think they are, well, some of them, the younger ones, are as dedicated as the older saints were in the choir.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they sing, you know, like I say, they have beautiful voices and everything, but, you know, the choir, like I say, the young members are not as dedicated as far as sitting in the choir, being on time, and wanting to learn songs properly. Mm-hmm. You know, like I say, they're beautiful young people.
Sure.
But I just see the choir, because some of the beautiful sounds that we used to get,
you don't hear
those sounds anymore in the choir.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And
The singers back in the olden days, they were dedicated to do more rehearsal, longer rehearsals. Mm-hmm. And they were able to create sounds that you just don't hear anymore nowadays. Mm-hmm. Because they would harmonize with each other, and they would sing a lot. Of course, nowadays we have computers and everything distracts you a lot that you can do other stuff. But in those days, they really wanted to sing, yes, to really glorify the singing in the church.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so if you had a word of encouragement for this generation of singer or this generation of chorister, what would that word be? How could you give us, you know, that this younger generation, just some tips and some things to look at so we can really, you know, perfect this craft that's been left in our hands?
My one word would be dedicated.
Yes, sir.
And I would say, you know, it's nothing more beautiful than being a singer in the Church of God and Saints of Christ.
Yes, sir.
There's no other choirs that can touch our singing. And to be dedicated and be willing to sing to glorify God's word in the name of the Lord and give him praise.
Yes.
It's just nothing like it, really. And the young people, like Rabbi Levi said one time, people under 50, 60 years old do not really know the glory and the beauty of this church the way they should know it.
Hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I guess one question that's going to lead into another request. So I was looking through the songbook, and I see that your mother had another song. Do you all know Trust in the Lord at all?
Yes.
Can you give us a little taste of that?
Well, my Aunt Dot was trying to teach it to Belva before she died.
Okay.
But she never got a chance to finish teaching it to Belva.
And when you say Aunt Dot, that's St. Dorothy Wagner,
right?
Correct? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can you give us a little taste of that? I've actually never heard it myself.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding, and all of thy way acknowledge the Lord, and he shall direct thy path.
Yes, indeed. So that's on page 239 in the songbook and in the hymnal. I'm over here looking at it myself. So yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Beautiful. I think are there three verses to that that I'm looking at?
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. Now, did either of you pick up that composition gene at all? Have either of you composed any songs?
Timmy did. My brother Tim did.
Did you? Well, brother Tim, give us a little taste of something. One of your songs.
I just sent the song down to Belleville recently.
Yes, sir.
And the song goes like this. I can see God's glory before me. I can see God's beauty before mine eyes. I can feel God's mercy upon me. He's real. I feel him in my soul. Lord, let me walk with thee. Lord, let me talk with thee. Lord, let me sing to thee. Let me shout your holy name. And that I am.
Come on now. Yes, sir.
I am that I am.
Yes, Yes, sir. We're going to have to get all of that. Going to have to get all of that. But that's what we're talking about. And just, you know, for the young people, just for all of the singers, courses that are looking at that are looking at this, you know, what is most inspiring and encouraging to me just about Brother Tim and Brother Ted is that you see this at the drop of a dime, they're able to, you know, strike up a song that's on their heart, right? I believe it was Bishop William H. Plummer that said a singer is one that can sing, will sing, and has character, has good character. We see that within these two brothers right here. So I thank you both for just spending a little time with us here in the Choristers Lounge. So anything else you wanted to share with us today?
Well, besides my aunt being a choice singer, my father was also a choice singer. Right.
Yeah, talk to us about your father. Yeah, we have. I didn't really delve into your father. Talk a little about your father as
he
well.
He was a choice singer when Rabbi A.C. had the choice singers with St. Margaret Bradfield and some of the older singers.
St.
B. Plummer. And okay, all of them, they all used to go around singing, and my father was one of Rabbi H.C.'s choice singers.
What voice did your father sing?
He sang bass.
He sang bass, all right.
He was a choice singer. Yeah. My mother wasn't a choice singer, but she was a head soprano in Elizabeth City and in Hartford.
Yes, sir.
So we really came from, besides my Aunt Dorothy, came from a talented family.
Beautiful. And your mother will always have the distinction, the first song in the songbook is a good name.
That's
is
right.
Rather to be chosen. So that's the first song that you find when you start flipping through the pages of the hymnal. So we thank God for both of your parents' legacies. And that's such a powerful song. Actually, one of my favorite verses in that song is the last verse, Silence Round About Jordan.
Yes.
Peace in heaven. And what she must have been, because that verse isn't necessarily in the Bible or anything like that. But just what inspired her to just come up with that entire song, kind of weave her way through Proverbs and through the book of Isaiah. And then this concept of silence round about just absolutely beautiful, beautiful piece. Beautiful, beautiful piece. So, Brother Ted, do you have anything else for us?
No, I wish they would correct the word in my mom's song.
Correct it now. Correct it now. What were we talking about?
People, it was among my people.
So that verse, even unto them will I give. That's the verse you're talking
among
about?
Among my people.
Say it.
That one. They say among the people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we're gonna close. Okay, can you all sing that verse for me correctly?
I will give you my everlasting name that shall not be cut off among my people. Say it, the Lord of hosts.
Yes, sir. There we go. There we go. There we go. We got it. We got it.
If the word is the clue, you can find the Tim Song Association.
All right. So we're going to jump into our song association game. So we're going to give a few words to Brother Ted and Brother Tim and see what songs come out of their mind. All right. So first word for you. If I give you both the word lamps, what song comes to mind?
Are your lamp trimmed and burning? Are your vessels filled with oil?
That's one of my favorite shout songs. I don't know if you all knew that, but that's absolutely top of my list. Absolutely. All right. Next word. If I give you the word wayward, what song comes to mind?
I saw a wayward traveler in tidal garments clad. He was struggling up the mountain. It seemed that he was sad. His back was heavy laden. His strength was almost gone. He shouted as he journeyed, deliverance will come.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Next word. If I give you the word wait or waited, what song comes to mind? Wait or waited?
I'm gonna wait on the Lord and keep his ways. I'm going to march at the trumpet sound. I'm going to wait on the Lord and keep his way. I'm going to wait just like Job.
Ah, Lord have mercy. All right, all right. So I think I have two more for you. If I give you the word, well, let's go with a proper word, Job. The word Job, what comes to mind?
Job said, my witness is in heaven. Job said, my record is on high. Job said, I know that my Redeemer lives. I shall see him again by and by.
Ah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Last one. If I give you the word name, what comes to mind?
A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. A love and favor rather than silver and of gold. For the rich and the poor I met together. The Lord is maker of them all. For a good name is rather to be chosen. For the Lord is maker of them all.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So listen, I thank you, Brother Tim, for just spending a little bit of time with us, you know, taking some of your weekend out, or taking some of the time out of your weekend to spend here in the Choristers Lounge. And I just thank you all for what you all have meant to the choir. You all have certainly been a huge part of the foundation there in the North District. And I thank you personally for just the support that you've given to me, you know, as I make my way through that North District. And I'm just asking the Lord that he continues to bless you both with health and strength. If you want to share your age, feel free to do that now. But Brother Ted, I know you want to. Brother Ted, how old are you, sir?
I just turned 90 on January 6th.
My Lord. You
want to challenge me in pickleball?
Listen, one of these days I just might. One of these days I have to get myself together before we do the pickleball piece. Yes, sir. But what are these days? But that's how you stay. That's how we stay active. And it's certainly true when I hear that, you know, this church keeps you. And certainly you are just another, both of you are just another example of just how true that statement is. So again, I thank you both for spending time here.
Now, you didn't ask Brother Tim his age.
Brother Tim, if you want to share, you know, I don't want to put you on the spot, but if you would like to share, Brother Tim, by all means, you don't have to.
Well, Brother Ted's trying to be smart. Anyhow, I'm 83, and I love it because the leader is only 3 months older than I am.
My Lord, listen, and you both look great. And certainly our leader does as well.
Yes, again,
I'm just asking Lord to continue to bless both of you with the desires of your heart. Again, thank you so much for spending a little time here in the Choristers Lounge. That's going to bring today's episode to a close. So YouTube audience, thank you for watching. Continue to like, share, and subscribe to the channel. Share the good news and glad tidings of joy. We're going to be back at it sometime soon. So we look forward to welcoming you again to another episode of the Choristers Lounge. With that, I'll bid you adieu.
Hallelujah. Sister, Lord, let me lay my burdens down. I'm going to sing hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Sister, Lord, let me lay my burdens down. I'm going to sing hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Since the Lord let me lay my burden
want to sing hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Sister, Lord, let me lay my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Sister, Lord, let me lay my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Since the Lord let me lay my burden down.
That's how that goes.
I'm going to sing. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Since the Lord let me lay my burden down, I'm going to sing.
Thank you for joining us on the Coasters Lounge.
Hallelujah, since the Lord let me lay my burden.